Now we want to have just a short class of about 20 minutes here. And I want to add one more point to our main heading here. We're talking about the preacher's life. And we're saying the preacher must have a holy life. Because God commands it. It's the only way to heaven. It's a qualification for leadership. And it gives us fruitfulness, usefulness. Now let me ask you a question. How do you influence people? By your words and by your life. Remember what Paul told the Philippians. Look in Philippians chapter 4. He says, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do these things. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 9. How do we influence people? We influence people by our words and by our life. So Paul said this, you have seen my life, and you have listened to my teaching, and you do these things. Follow my example, listen to my teaching. Why is holiness important? It makes us trustworthy. It gives us credibility, like trust.
Trustworthy.
If you want to influence people, you must influence two main things. You must reach their heart. And you must reach their conscience. If you want to influence people, it's not enough to reach their ears. If you want to influence Bhutanese people, you must reach their heart and their conscience. Many people are fearful and insecure. They don't trust people. And their heart is locked. And if you're going to influence people, you must get inside their heart. And you must get inside their conscience. How do you reach people's hearts? Hearts. By your love. How do you reach their conscience? By your trustworthiness. If people believe you love them, and if people believe you are sincere and trustworthy, they will listen to you and slowly follow you. But if you don't have a good example, they will not trust you. So your example is very important. Look in 1 Timothy and chapter 4. Timothy is a young preacher.
Chapter 4
and verse
12.
We're talking about how holiness gives you trustworthiness. And if people trust you, they will listen to you and slowly begin to follow you. Chapter 4, verse 12. Timothy is a young preacher. But Paul said, Timothy, don't let anyone look down at your youthfulness.
But
it says you're to be an example to the believers. And he mentioned several important areas. In your speech, in your conduct, your life, in your love, in your faith, and in your purity, you are to be an example to those that believe. And if you have holiness, you will be trustworthy.
And
people will follow your example. If you stand in this place and say one thing, but outside this place you do another thing, they will be confused. You understand? So why is holiness important?
It
not only gives you fruitfulness, it makes you trustworthy. Look in First Peter.
Peter Tangpagi.
Chapter 5. Peter is talking to the leaders, the pastors of the church. And he tells them how they are to lead and to pastor the church. Now look at chapter 5, verse
2.
He says, shepherd the flock of God. Lead them and manage them not by force. But he says, don't do it for money or for personal gain. Verse
3,
not acting like a big boss or the king of the church. But how do we influence people? We are to be an example to the flock. And if people believe you are sincere, they will trust you. If people believe that you love them, they will listen to you and follow you. Now, you cannot establish trustworthiness in one day. It takes a long time before people will trust you. If a chair is not steady, you don't want to sit on it. If a man is not trustworthy, you don't want to put your weight on him. And true holiness gives us credibility or trustworthiness. Listen carefully. You can stand in this pulpit and preach for 20 years. But if people don't trust you, and they don't think you love them, they'll sit there like this for 20 years.
Amen.
But they never change. They come to church week after week, month after month, year after year. And they don't grow and they don't change. What is the problem? You may not be feeding them good food. Or you may not be to them a good example. So why is holiness important? God your Father commands you to be holy. It's the only way to heaven. It's a qualification for leadership. It gives you usefulness. And it gives you trustworthiness. It's not enough to preach to people. You must love them, and you must be an example to them. Now, for 20 years, I pastored the same church in America. And I preached the truth to them. And I tried to be a good example to them. And I loved them. I prayed for them. I spent time with them. I talked to them. And they began to trust me. It takes a long time to build up trustworthiness. But you can lose it in 1 minute. Did you hear that? It takes a long time to build up trustworthiness. But you can lose it in 1 minute. So we must guard our heart. We must watch our life. We must grow in true holiness. And we must be a good example. Your greatest sermon is your life.
Amen.
And you must be able to say what Paul said. Look at my life. Look at my example. Look at my love. Look at my faith. Look at my purity. Look at my speech. Listen to my teaching. Follow my example. Do what I do. I follow Christ. You follow me. How do you influence people? By word and by life. And what you say and what you do must be the same. Any questions? So this morning we've been talking about the necessity of holiness in the preacher's life. And this afternoon we'll talk about the definition of holiness and the practical expressions of holiness.
Holiness.
Now I'm about 64 years old. I have been a Christian 44 years. I've been preaching for over 40 years. But I still want to grow in holiness. And your highest calling, your number one responsibility is not your ministry. It's your own life. Guard your heart. Don't be a hypocrite. Be a godly example. So people will trust you. If you beat the sheep, if you scold the sheep, if you are insensitive to the sheep, they will listen, but you'll not really have an influence. Your life is the most important thing. Well, let's pray.